Hi, everybody. This is Carmen LaSalle. Welcome to San Francisco Liberation Radio and to a speech given by Bay Area author and syndicated columnist Norman Solomon on Wednesday, July 27th, 2005, at the Woman's Building in San Francisco. This event was a benefit for two nonprofit organizations, Global Exchange and Media Alliance. Global Exchange is a membership-based international human rights organization dedicated to promoting social, economic, and environmental justice around the world. Media Alliance is dedicated to excellence, ethics, diversity, and accountability in all aspects of the media in the interest of peace, justice, and social responsibility. The communications director of Global Exchange, Andrea Buffa, began the evening by introducing Norman Solomon.
My name's Andrea Buffa. I work at Global Exchange, and I'm just going to introduce you and welcome you to this event on behalf of the two great organizations that are co-sponsoring it, Global Exchange, which is an international human rights group based here in San Francisco, and Media Alliance, as far as we know, the longest-lived media activist group in the United States, also based here in San Francisco. So without further ado, I want to introduce Norman Solomon. I can't tell you how highly I speak of him. I've known him for many years. He's a Bay Area person, and he's constantly out here with us talking about media coverage of every issue from housing to the war in Iraq to police brutality to whatever it is that we care about and we're concerned is not getting adequate or accurate coverage in our news media. He is a syndicated columnist, a nationally recognized media critic, the author of numerous books, and the most recent book that he's going to be talking about, War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death. So let's welcome Norman Solomon.
Many times in the last few years, I've remembered something that I heard at the First World Social Forum in Brazil back in early 2001. The great writer Eduardo Galeano talked about walking down the street in a Latin American city, and there, written in big letters on a wall, were the words, "Let's save pessimism for better times." That approach seems more relevant than ever as in 2005 we confront a status quo that seems to be moving overall in some very perilous directions. In the last few months, I've also remembered quite often the experience I had of going to Salinas, California in early April. And I walked down the street in one of the poorer areas of that city of 150,000 in central California. And there in the trailer parks and rundown homes on that afternoon were the children of people who pick crops in this country and put food on the table, make profits for the big companies, and earn so little. And the neighborhood that they lived in, as I walked through, would have been considered poor in many third world countries. And here we were in California in 2005. And I walked on through to the Cesar Chavez Library. And there underway was a 24-hour read-in by writers who were joining with others in the community and from around the state and beyond to protest the planned closure of every one of the three public libraries in the city of Salinas. Why? Because, according to the local government, there was not enough money to keep those public libraries open. And through the night, people camped out, and a couple of days later, there was a New York Times story, which, as things go, was a pretty decent article about the protests in front of the library. But one of the things that was not mentioned in the article was a key theme of the protest in front of the Cesar Chavez Library, and that is that money for bombs was greatly overshadowing money for books. And as I walked around the library that night, one of the aspects of the protest that was not reported was that projected on the wall was a kind of a ongoing spinning odometer that showed the amount of dollars that were being spent from tax money provided by residents of Salinas, California for the war in Iraq. At that point in early April of 2005, it was about $84 million. And of course, it's a lot more now. And as I looked out at the tent city there as part of the protest, I thought back to the first time I ever saw a tent encampment where people had pitched those tents to demand social justice. The year was 1968. The place was the Mall of the National Capitol in Washington, D.C. And the occasion was what was called the culmination of the Poor People's Campaign, an enactment of an effort to demand and achieve social justice. And that encampment was